It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Making the Grade by C.V. Mosby, published in 1917. Success in life depends largely on endurance, and endurance is dependent upon a sound body and a determined will. There are many flabby wills housed in a physically sound body. When this happens, there is little endurance, and as a consequence, there is not much hill climbing for the individual. By inheritance, human beings are lazy. Not many generations ago, our ancestry worked only enough to obtain the necessary food to sustain life and an occasional fig leaf for a dress suit. Then the press of circumstances made it an imperative that we get out and hustle. But the cell life of today still harkens back to the cell life of its yesterdays, and most of us like to hunt the shady side of the street and loaf along. The will is the captain of the soul. Without it, we have no place in civilization. It takes a strong will to drive the human machine up the hot and dusty grades. Experience teaches us that the value of a machine rests upon the stability, the accuracy, and the endurance of its motor. Beautiful upholstery, silver trimmings, and noiseless rubber tires amount to nothing unless you have a motor that will run. One that's as sound as the heart of an oak, that has defied the storms, for lo, these many years. So it is with you and I. We must have the will to do, else our good looks, our fine manners, our kindness of heart, and our good intentions will avail us nothing. Your muscles may be as strong as Hercules, and your limbs as powerful as Achilles, but they are of no avail in the race of life, unless they are driven by the motive power of an unconquerable, untiring will. A sound body and a well-trained, resolute will give the necessary endurance that puts you up and over the grade. Many a weak body has been made to accomplish wonders by a resolute, determined will. However, few individuals realize the value of willpower, and surely there are very few individuals today that appreciate will training as an asset in life. To endure, one must have a well-trained will. One which demands and receives obedience from the bodily functions and powers. The inertia of inherited laziness can only be overcome by the stimulus of an untiring, well-directed will. Nothing is impossible where there is resolute purpose and physical health. No restraining hands are laid upon us save our own. The pity in life is that few, if any of us, ever realize the value of will and the part it plays until life is well nigh gone. The majority of those who fail never realize that standing by ready and willing to help is a power mightier than the old guard, and with more potential than lightning. What electricity has proved to be to the civilized world, willpower is to the individual. So many people today are stumbling along, working haphazardly, failing by the way, groping in the dark, running on a dead level, all because they do not understand the great motive power, the great value of a well-directed, carefully trained will. And this power lies within us all. For millions of years, the Niagara River poured its immeasurable gallons of water over the falls, and people never realized that buried in this deluge was a power that could dispel the midnight darkness of a city and turn spindles and the wheels of a commerce that could feed and clothe a million souls. So it is with the power of will. Men and women are rushing over the great Niagaras of life as wasted, unfortunate failures, while all the time there is a mighty power that, if used, would enable each and every one of them to rival in achievement the wizards whose light and reason have been the guideposts of society through countless ages. You must endure if you would win, and to endure you must have a will that knows and understands. Steam and electricity are our greatest servants, but unless one is trained in the use of these powers, they are of no value. So it is with the will. Every individual is endowed with a will, but it is dormant throughout most of our lives because we do not train and use it. A resolute will enabled John Paul Jones to make the grade when defeat seemed inevitable. It made Washington the savior of personal liberty in the Western world when all seemed lost. The ancients used to exhort their warriors to be bold, but it seems to me that the slogan of the man and woman of today should be endure. Every individual who has made the grade in professional life, be it an artist, scientist, or entrepreneur, has done it because they had endurance. Of course they became tired. Of course, the way became long and the road dusty, but the power of endurance carried them on, and victory was finally achieved. Why did these people endure? In analyzing this question, we find the following solution. First, they had physical stamina. They had a constitution that would stand the strain. And secondly, they had a willpower, trained and obedient, that drove them on. Now you, my friends, no doubt possess both of these. If not both, then undoubtedly you possess one, else you would not be listening to me today. It lies within your power to train yourself so that you can endure, so that you can make the grade. Your imagination will be of great assistance in developing your endurance, for it is the stimulus that keeps one fighting on when nerve, muscle, and brain are tired. Physicians find it necessary at times to administer powerful stimulants to keep the fires of life from flickering out. A surgeon's equipment is never complete unless they have at their side a hypodermic, loaded with a powerful drug with which to stimulate the patient should the shock of the operation be too severe. Imagination is just such a stimulus in making the grade. Anticipation is the twin sister of imagination, and a great lure. It has cleared forests and built homes, irrigated deserts and planted flower gardens, tunneled mountains and brought to light the gold treasure hidden by the convulsions of the earth in its formative days. It laid the Atlantic cable, thus enabling America to become the next-door neighbor to Europe. And it sustained a great many inventors during their most difficult hours. Henry Ford anticipated the possibilities of the automobile as he ate his hamburger sandwiches midnight upon the streets of Detroit, after spending hours experimenting with a car that he was afraid to drive upon the streets during the day. Somebody once said that all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. That philosopher stated one of the cardinal principles of life. Continuous climbing brings on fatigue, and it is during these fatiguing spells on life's climb that imagination and anticipation get to work. Great men and women indeed grow tired, just like the small. But the difference between the great and the small is this. The great rest for a while, and then trudge on, and still further on. While the failure, when they stop to rest, never starts going again, unless the going is on the downgrade. Imagination is no more a divine gift than it is to master different languages by practice. A powerful, well-trained imagination, just like a powerful, well-trained bicep, is the result of toil and effort. It is within the reach of anyone, if they will but pay the price to obtain it. It is just as natural to grow weary, tired, and discouraged at times, as it is to be happy and hopeful. But the hill climbers are the ones who recover from the attacks of fatigue and discouragement and keep on climbing. Every day and every night sees them more resolute and more determined. The defeated are those who cannot recover from such attacks. One of the great lessons of life is this. Our fight is not directed against either gods or devils, but ourselves. Nothing paints the sky quite so rosy, makes the birds sing quite so sweetly, or gives to the sunshine and the air quite so much vigor and charm, as good health and a vivid imagination. This is a mighty good world. The only fault lies with us. If you put water instead of gasoline in your tank, you will never climb the hill. You won't even stand still. You'll retrograde so fast that when you strike the bottom, you'll be buried in the mire. Put the cold water of discouragement, despair, and hopelessness into the gas tank of life's motor car, and you are headed for the mud flats of dismal failure. A cold motor will not run. It takes warmth and the vital spark to set it in motion. It is just that way with life. To make the grade, you must keep your motor warm, the gas tank filled, and your carburetors clean.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.